From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president makes his case for Hillary Clinton. U.S. President Barack Obama laid out a forceful case for Democrat Hillary Clinton's election Wednesday, day number three of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Obama and other top Democrats also launched a fierce critique of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, signaling an intense and likely negative general election campaign to come. More from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone in Philadelphia.
President Barack Obama once again center stage at a Democratic National Convention.
I love you back.
Obama came to speak on behalf of his one-time political rival, Hillary Clinton, who now hopes to succeed him in the White House. But first, the president set his sights on Republican Donald Trump.
He's just offering slogans, and he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election. And that's another bet that Donald Trump will lose. And the reason he'll lose it is because he's selling the American people short.
In making the case for Hillary Clinton, Obama said no one was ever better prepared to be president or to bring the country together. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into the email server of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, to find deleted emails from her years as Secretary of State. Clinton campaign and national security experts denounced Trump for urging Moscow Wednesday to conduct cyber espionage. VOA News. The president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is expected to embark on a major shakeup of his country's armed forces 2 weeks after a military-led coup attempt failed, prompting an ongoing crackdown. Wednesday, hundreds of military personnel suspected of being sympathizers of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen were dismissed. Dozens of media outlets were closed. Gulen is accused of being behind the failed July 15th coup. He has denounced the coup and denies any involvement. Writing Tuesday in the New York Times, Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, decried what he called the increasingly authoritarian president and denounced Mr. Erdogan's systemic and dangerous drive toward one-man rule. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby Wednesday said while Washington backs the effort to bring those who took part in the failed coup to justice, the widening crackdown is a troubling trend.
We have urged President Erdogan to show restraint, to act within the rule of law, and to avoid actions that would lead to further violence and instability. We obviously support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, and we also continue to stress the importance of upholding democratic principles and the rule of law through the process.
Kirby called for a measured, deliberate approach to the situation. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Thursday offered amnesty to rebels who give up their weapons and surrender to authorities within the next 3 months. In addition to the amnesty deal, Assad and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia and the Syrian government will open up four corridors out of the besieged city of Aleppo, three for civilians and rebels who wish to lay down their arms, and another for rebels who want to flee with their weapons. In televised comments, Shoigu said Russian President Vladimir Putin will soon launch a large-scale humanitarian operation outside Aleppo to help civilians who were taken hostage by terrorists, as well as fighters who wish to lay down their arms. China's military says it will hold joint exercises with Russian forces in the South China Sea. That following a recent arbitration ruling that rejected Beijing's claim to almost the entire strategic body of water. Ministry spokesman Colonel Yang Yujin said at a monthly news briefing that the air and sea drills will be held sometime in September and were aimed at deepening relations between the two militaries and boosting their capacity to respond to maritime threats. Yang said the exercises were not targeted at any third parties. He did not disclose the specific location, and some areas of the South China Sea are not being disputed. More on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.